Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
All right, guys, let's get an episode of The Instant started with a quick reminder at the top of the show that there is a new way to support the show that we just started, and we're super stoked about it. A bunch of you have already jumped on. We're hoping to see more of you over there. Go to theinstance.net and click on our new support link. It's the Instance Loot Stash, and it means you get stuff every month for a small subscription. It's as low as $1 a month, which is ridiculous how much content you would get for $1. But there's higher levels than that that give you even more. Super easy, super simple. You can pay however you like. And it's over at theinstance.net. We appreciate your support, those who have caught on. And those who have not, think about it.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Hey everyone, welcome to the 554th episode of The Instance here at theinstance.net. My name is Scott Johnson, and we are about to do a show. Welcome with me, won't you? Patrick Beja, all the way from Helsinki, I think, or somewhere near there. Somewhere in Finland.
Yeah, not too far. 500 and what? 56?
54. 554.
54, geez.
Yeah.
That is incredible, Scott. Uh-huh. I mean, I know I'm used to it, but it's still amazing.
It is amazing. Well, you know, it's been a long road getting from there to here. And that's a song from the Star Trek, horrible Star Trek series. Known as Enterprise. Anyway, welcome, Patrick. It's good to have you back. I see.
Wait,
you brought
you
your
don't
beard.
Like Enterprise?
I hate
okay,
Enterprise.
I'm not going to jump that down that rabbit hole.
Enterprise
Sorry.
Is terrible. You know it's terrible. You know it is.
No, I don't.
You do.
But I am not a Trekkie or a Trekker, so that's
well,
why.
Then your point is moot.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. There are some fun things to talk about. I'm not sure I'm going to be the best person to talk about WoW, to be honest, because I'm still not back into it, you know?
Yeah, what's your
but,
deal with
it's
that?
Interesting what's
Actually,
happening
you know
with,
what? After we talk to Garrett, I want to get to the point. I want to talk to you about why you are not back in it, or why you're not playing it the way you usually do. I think that's.
But let's say hi to Garrett.
All right, let's say hi to Garrett. Garrett Weinzer, all the way from Florida. Hello, Garrett.
Why aren't you playing WoW, Patrick?
Let's get right to it.
I don't know. It's not, you know, the thing is, there are so many things to play, my attention keeps being diverted by other awesome things that I want to play, including some other Blizzard games. Mm-hmm. But I think it started with the fact that the end game of BFA wasn't the best, as we've talked about many times. And I just fell off the wagon. Mm. And once you're off that wagon, it's not easy to get back on. Mm-hmm. Like it's some kind of a commitment to be on the WoW bandwagon, right? And if you have other things pulling your attention away. Yeah.
Yeah, and this year's been this year so
count it. Three minutes into the show and I already disagree with you.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Why do you disagree? On what specifically do you disagree?
Well, I'm in a similar boat as you. I'm not completely not playing anymore, but my playtime is definitely down. Mm. I'm kind of just in my maintenance mode. It's like my Demon Hunter is my car, and there's nothing all that fancy. I'm not getting new parts or anything. I just need to keep it running.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I'm keeping up on my war resources and whatnot. I mean, the game's always been getting easier to dive back into, in my opinion.
Yeah,
like, there's so many catch-up mechanics.
Some people don't like that.
Yeah.
Some people think that's a problem, but I
wish Kyle was here because he's one of those people. He doesn't like the catch-up mechanics.
But I'm not even talking about the catch-up, like the game itself. I'm talking about the commitment it is to start playing World of Warcraft.
Sure.
You know, it's you kind of, if you're playing it, you're kind of playing it every day, at least a few times a week. The game you're, I think Jeff Kanata puts it in terms of the game you're married to and the other games you're playing, like the games you're seeing on the side. And there's really only space for one, maybe two games you're married to if you live in Utah in some weird parts
what?
Of the state.
What? We're going to make one of those jokes? Oh, man.
No, but I mean, I'm trying to, come on, that's not uncalled for.
No, that's fine.
But so that's the thing with WoW. And I already have Overwatch, which I'm kind of married to, and arguably even Destiny, which I dove back into like recently. So it's
yeah.
It's,
I heard you were all back in on that on Destiny. That's on launcher. That's still sort of in the Blizzard range, sort of ish. Not really because they left.
Yeah, I guess not so much anymore. Yeah. But
I will tell you after Anthem didn't do it for me, I would have gone back to Destiny had Division 2 not come out and been good.
Yeah, Division 2 is really good. You're right. I think the comparison to the game you're married to and the ones you see on the side is a fair one. If I'm honest,
I mean, I got a divorce from Overwatch, so I understand.
Yeah, you right. Do you still have to pay alimony, or you go buy a couple of loot boxes every once in a while?
Every once a month I have to pay to get 3 loot boxes.
Well, look, Garrett, it's a court ordered thing. It's nothing you can do about it. It's the law. You got to do what they tell you to do. I understand.
Listen, Kaplan is he's a tough, but he's a fair judge.
That's true. But so here's the deal, Patrick. I feel your pain. But also, I had a similar period there where I went not playing at all, and it felt like a gargantuan effort to go back in and get in there and get going. But what I found was it really wasn't, and part of that is the catch-up mechanics, which I appreciate, because the first day I got back in, it was like, oh, these world quests are immediately giving me gear upgrades, and last time I was in here, I wasn't even close to those being gear upgrades. Like, they give you a reason to hop right back in and go. And suddenly you're making progress, and the cash rewards were better, and I'm walking out every day with something better, at least one upgrade or two upgrades, just on my own, doing a little maintenance mode. And the other thing I've learned is a thing I guess I've always known, but Warcraft is amazing for long, boring meetings. So if you're on a phone call and you're on with somebody who just long-winded and sucks, and they're just going on forever about numbers and stuff that's boring, and all you have to do is go, sure, whatever. That's great for playing WoW, because you can just have it in the background, got the volume turned down, or it's in speakers they can't hear, and you just go out there and you knock out. I'll knock out like every world quest in a meeting, and it's fantastic. So there's other ways to dip your wick back in there, Patrick. Is that the wrong way to put
really
it?
I wish you would have used a different phrase.
Toe. Could have been toe. I should have said toe.
I mean, it's always been...
I mean, go ahead. Let's be honest. I'm also not playing because I'm not feeling it. Like, it's not... I'm not saying it's impossible to get back into WoW. If I wanted to play WoW, I would start playing WoW.
There's good. This is what I was trying to get you to admit. I'm like, right. It's not that hard to get in. You're just not in the mood.
You're
and
not
that's
the
totally
mood.
Fine. That
totally.
Is a yeah, fair yeah, yeah. feeling to have.
Totally fine.
I'm not... So you're saying to WoW, you're just not. I'm just not that into you.
Yeah,
exactly. For okay. for now, you know, it comes and goes, and you
it's not
you
with me.
I've often recounted that period I had in Warlords, I think, where I played the campaign, loved it, it was great, and then I stopped playing for. What was it, a year and something? Mm-hmm. And I came back with the last patch and played nonstop until Legion and didn't stop, you know, once Legion launched. And
I remember that now. You were super on fire, hardcore, at the end of...
Completely.
Yeah.
I was playing. I got all my characters up to, what was it, 100 mm-hmm. at the time?
Yeah.
All of them. And I played, like, I got my... What was it? I think it was the... it was the flying, which was super grindy. Mm-hmm. And I actually went all the way to get the flying in Draenor. And it there's something about the not being in the mood as well.
Yeah, I think that you may... I mean, this is my prediction. I could be wrong. But I think maybe toward the tail end of BFA, that's where we see Patrick spread his wings again. Like, that's
it's
just
very possible,
kind
yeah.
of what well, you do.
figuratively and literally. I'll tell you, I'm sitting here right now just super impatient for flying. I'm like, this, it feels like it should have been here a month ago.
Yeah, what is, I don't know, what was the normal schedule in Legion? How long did it take?
Well, my opinion is it's always too late.
Yeah.
I'm just like, if we're max level, we're doing world quest, just freaking give me flying. This is dumb at this point. I've seen everything. I've walked everywhere a million times. Yeah. Why can't I fly?
I say that, but then the other day I was walking around near some swampy area and the thing went bling, discovered a freaking whatever. And I'm like, really? After all this, after all the times I've been here, there's some tiny corner that I hadn't discovered yet. That still happens to me. Not very often, though. But yes, yeah, flying flying would be great. Be a good time.
Yeah, usually by now, man, I have like 4 max level tunes and I still only have the 1. And I think the flying is it. And in previous expansions, it hasn't stopped me. But this time I'm just like, I've done the walk grind enough. I'm ready to just fly.
Do you think part of it is that a huge portion of our daily travels for Horde anyway are in a temple with 4,000 steps to go up all the time? Like maybe if there weren't so many damn steps on that temple, I'd be less. It's kind of fun being a demon hunter because I can jump off. And if you've got gliders and stuff, I guess you're okay. But it's the getting up and getting around and just...
I think you just landed on another reason I don't want to level another tune is because my one main is a demon hunter.
Right.
And it makes it bearable.
Right.
And I'm just like, if I played anyone else, I'm just going to have 4 demon hunters. I figured it out. I'm just going to go level more demon hunters.
Yeah. The temple's just too many freaking steps. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah, I would defend it saying that it's amazing and it's some of the best world design that I've ever seen in the game. And it could be fixed if you just gave us flying 2 months ago.
Yeah, give us flying. When you're at the bottom, I've done this before. I'm at the bottom of the temple. I need to get up to talk to Rasta Kukakaka, whatever his name is. And
you forget to take a flight path?
No. I'm in a place where I could run. My choices are this. Run to a flight path. Wait for my Hearthstone to cool down, or run all the way up the stairs. And I have, on multiple occasions, decided to sit and wait for the Hearthstone to reset. Because I'm too lazy. I don't want to do it.
So
I don't want to go
up there.
It
comes full circle. So you're playing WoW, and you think to yourself, you know, I could get a meeting in while this Hearthstone cooldown goes down, and you call a meeting.
Now, there are people listening to this who are like, this is why we need Classic. You guys have become soft. It's too easy now, and you're lazy, and this and that. And I would say the natural progression of a game is when you're 12 years, 14 years old, or however it is, eventually those quality of life things are kind of required to keep your interest. Otherwise, it feels very grindy just to run a long distance. But your classic's coming, and you'll get to run across the Barrens half the day, so don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Everything will be fine.
I'm excited for both. You know, modern WoW will be my convenient WoW, and Classic will be my... You know what? It's Sunday, and I just want to disappear for half the day.
Sure. Patrick, are you? We haven't even asked you that. I don't think I've asked you this. Are you looking forward to Classic at all, or are you sort of a... Nope, I'm in with whatever's new.
Very much not.
Mm.
I'm part of the people who have a fond, you know, fond place in their heart for those experiences.
Yep.
But I'm also very much of the opinion that it's best left in the past. And I even go so far as saying, I'm not sure it's a financially sustainable initiative for Blizzard. Obviously, I think I'm wrong because I don't think they make stuff where they lose money. Mm. And there's been so much interest expressed for it in the past couple of years, but more. But it's definitely not for me.
It's not your bag.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go in and mess around in the game for an hour, and then I'll go,
Well, I will too. I'll do the same, but I think I'm probably going to end up be like you. I'm definitely, I mean, we may do some cool stuff for the show. Garrett and I were talking about this, like some cool classic stuff for the show. Maybe some video content would be rad. And I think it's good for us to mess around there enough to sort of know what's happening in there. But if you're asking me if I want to go back to 04, lock my door and play for 10 hours straight in the classic environment, I don't think I can now. I don't think I can do it. Not like I used to. And it may take that. That's the other thing, is to get anything done or to get to any raid content or whatever, we're going to have to go back to the way it used to be. We have some stories today about some of the stuff they're doing to the game that I didn't think about, like stuff to make it feel like the way casting was handled back then. I guess apparently it feels totally different back in the day than it does now. And so we'll talk about that. But, you know, it's going to take what it used to take to get shit done. And it's hard. And I don't know if I have the time anymore to do that. But we'll see. We got time. We don't have to decide today, everybody. But we do have to do this. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of the week. So this I put up front because it's interesting, and I also have a theory. Warcraft Orcs and Humans and Warcraft 2 Battle.net Edition are now available on GOG.com, GOG.com, that's goodoldgames.com. An enterprise run and owned by CCP, the folks behind your favorite Witcher game, I guess.
CD Projekt.
CD Projekt, sorry, not CCP. Why do I keep saying CCP? That's the guys in, that's the Eve people. I don't know why I do that. Anyway, yes, CD Projekt Red. It's because of all the C's, Patrick. I can't help it.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
Too many C's ruins the pot.
Exactly.
As people say.
That's the old idiom. Anyway, this is what, 2 weeks or something after Diablo 1 landed there? And then I just kind of went, oh, interesting. Diablo. Okay. Well, that's a really old game. So they're probably not going to worry about that in the classic team over there at Blizzard. They'll just pass this out to good old games. And that's cool. Then I see Orcs and Humans and Warcraft 2 show up there. And I'm starting to see a pattern form. I think, I could be wrong, but I think this might mean they're not going to move forward like they had originally planned with the Classics team. Now, if Diablo 2 suddenly shows up on GOG, then I think it confirms my theory that they're going to push Warcraft 3 Reforged out, and that'll do real well, make a bunch of money, and then they might be done doing this. Because
I think the exact opposite.
Really? What else will they make then? So they've got Diablo 2 to remaster, if that's one they would work on internally. And they would have, what else? Rock and Roll Racing, well, and Lost Vikings? Like, what do you think?
No, I think the fact that they are releasing this on GOG means that those are the classic versions with no added value. And they will be releasing a enhanced version, a remastered, reforged, whatever, of all of those games.
You think so?
And they wouldn't be abandoning the opportunity of selling those old games to GOG just to not do anything out of them afterwards.
But to suddenly do it now, like suddenly right now, hey, suddenly we have this relationship with good old games and we're going to send all our really old games over there, and yet we claim to have this internal classic games division. And okay, so if what you're telling me is they will only ever put out editions of, enhanced editions of games that go as far as Reforged is going, I guess I could buy that. But
yeah,
why not just release them happening on? Why not just Battle.net? Here's a version of the games, these old games that'll run on your current hardware. Here you go. Is it because good old games does all that work for them and they don't have to do it, or?
Well, they've already set a bit of a precedent for not having their really old games on the Battle.net launcher.
Right. What do you think that is? I mean, just that they haven't done it?
It's just the experience is not the same. It's not as good.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
The experience of those games is.
Yeah.
When Battle.net finally, this was forever ago. I don't even remember exactly how it went down, but I remember when I could go to Battle.net and add like my CD keys from things like Diablo 2 and Warcraft 3. I was just like, oh, cool. It's all here forever. And I'll be able to download it again. I don't need to worry about my CDs getting scratched or melting in the Florida sun. Don't ask me why I'm like, oh my God, Skype just blew my ear out.
That's not good. What happened? How'd you do that?
I don't know. I just got a call. The new Skype is terrible, by the way.
I hate Skype. I hate it. It can bite
so
me.
Bad.
Yeah, it can chew my left butt, so you can choke on it.
Anyway, my point being, like, they brought it all under their own umbrella and made it a lot easier for you to, you know, keep track of and re-download your old Blizzard games a very long time ago. And they could have just as easily been like, yeah, you've got your CD key in here for Warcraft 3 and Diablo 2. We're just going to tack it onto the Battle.net client. But they never did. They never set the precedent for that. And the oldest games that are on there are the remaster of StarCraft and Brood War, not the original StarCraft 1 and Brood War.
That's true. But Diablo 2 is still downloadable from the site and playable. I mean, that's still a thing. So,
yeah, but not Warcraft 1 and 2 and not Diablo 1. I think they want to sell you all of these old games again and have them be super clean and super nice on your Battle.net account. And that's the fact that they're partnering with GOG now might be because they want the money, the little bit of money it's going to get them. Also, GOG does, as I think we mentioned, a lot of work to adapt the games. It's not just, you know, find the executable. And I mean, maybe for these ones, it's easier than for more obscure games. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's just an influx of quick cash, I suppose, or maybe they have some other type of partnership with GOG. Maybe it's just that they love the games and they want them to be available somehow.
Yeah, and, I think it's probably a combination of it's probably not a priority for them to do the work themselves. I'm sure the extra little bit of money doesn't hurt for sure. And like, they're playing other things on GOG, and yeah. I look at something like Steam, which I love because I can go on there and play X-Wing versus TIE Fighter whenever I want, mm-hmm. and it actually works on my modern computer. So I imagine some folks over at Blizzard doing the same thing, being like, man, I wish it was this easy for our old games.
Will you quit reminding me how awesome it would be if they'd make a new freaking TIE Fighter series or something? Gosh, dang it.
It is money that doesn't belong to me anymore. The day that gets announced, I will buy the most obscene edition that they sell with a life-size TIE Fighter helmet. I'm there.
It was so good in its day.
Take my money.
It would totally translate to now, just make a modern, just what are they doing? It's money on the table. My money too. Probably even Patrick's. But he has weird euros. They're space money.
Well, I mean, yeah. I'll buy the remastered versions probably to have my Battle.net collection complete, but I'm not going to go to GOG.
No, I have some good old game stuff installed and running, and I've gotten some codes there, so that I don't have, I've no problem, by the way, just as a general point, I have no problem with all these multiple stores. A lot of people get stressed about it. I could care less. It's wherever my game is that I want, and it requires me to have a store to do it, I'm not going to plant my flag in the ground. Not today. I'm going to go get where I want to get it, and it's totally fine with me. My bigger issue is, I think what I'm letting happen in my own head is I'm letting layoffs and weird fluctuations at Blizzard put me in this mode of, what's wrong with the Classics team now? Like, I think that's just a me thing, you know? I think Patrick's probably right, and Garrett, for that matter. I think I'm just paranoid about Blizzard stuff that seems weird to me. Because, you know, if you're going to have a Classics division, at the very least, I just thought it would be focused on everything they ever did. And then suddenly somebody else is doing them. And I know it's not the same, but they are running at 69. They are running at resolutions that are better over there on GOG.
Yeah, so. But that's not what the Classics team is doing. That's not... The Classics team is adapting the games for the new, you know, standards. And I think the real question actually might be the better question to ask is, do you think making those remastered versions makes them money? And I think it does. Mm. So there's really no reason to stop doing it.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
That's my...
I think it's a fair take. So if you want to get it, they're DRM free. They're exclusively on GOG.com. You get your original orcs and humans. And your Warcraft 2, that leaves, let's see, if Diablo 2 ends up over there, that's kind
Which
of...
I think it will, yeah.
You think it will? Okay. And that'll be it.
I think
that'll be it. That's all they got. What else are they going to do? You're not going to get...
I just hope Diablo 2
is... StarCraft.
StarCraft already exists in a classic reboot thing. Well, you know, I guess you're right. You could, but doesn't Classic has it
built
in. But
it's not on GOG is my point.
Right, but StarCraft or whatever, what's it called? The new StarCraft reboot or remastered?
It's remastered, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever, it's StarCraft HD or something weird.
Pretty sure that has the old game in it. Like, you just look at the old game if you want to or something. Didn't I do that? Yeah, you can switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And that's what I think is going to happen with the remastered versions. I think you will be able to switch for all of them. Is it possible in Warcraft 3? Maybe it's not.
That's a really good question. I don't know. I don't remember them saying that at BlizzCon, but that's entirely possible.
I don't believe that's a feature of the new Reforged coming out.
Okay. I do like that. The Master Chief Collection does that thing where you're playing Halo 1 and then you can...
Oh, there's a single button map to just instantly swap it to the old graphics. It's amazing.
It's
I love it.
Awesome. And it's also shockingly different.
It's what I wanted for Classic. And they're like, nope. Enjoy your old and busted models. I'm like, no, give me the new. Well, I guess they did have the new draw distance. You could totally see farther. Yeah, so it's weird. They are mixing it up a bit. So I'm just like, well, why can't I have better shadows and models?
The irony of that, there's still people who complain about that draw distance being further in Classic. And that annoys me because when you were there, when we were all playing Classic, when we were all playing Vanilla WoW, nobody was going, I'm sure glad this distance thing is locked in so close. This is great. Nobody does that.
I like living in a constant fog. It's my favorite thing.
I hate it. Like, it's really shocking now to see that, and I don't want that. So, yes, please, I would say, make it further, or at least give me the option. Anyway, that's a thing. Also, it's probably months away, but Rise of Ashara 8.2, we already have an idea of some stuff we can expect. Let's talk about it. Why not? I think this last patch was a little underwhelming, to be honest. Just a little.
Well, it's a 0.5, so
sure.
It's a middle patch.
Yeah, middle patch. There you go. It's the middle patch. We're okay with those once in a while, but this one looks pretty rad. 8.2, Rise of Ashara, new landmass, Nazjatar. I'm probably not saying that right. This is a new place. The Naga are starting to make some major attacks along the shores of Kil Tiras and Zandalar. The Alliance and Horde set sail for the great blue beyond to discover a chasm in the ocean surrounded by waterfalls leading to the capital of the Naga Empire. That sounds rad. Not going to find that in Classic. Let's see. You'll just find Naga that are like three polygons and suck. Anyway, Horde meet a group of former Naga slaves consisting of the Makura, Gilbin, and Sea Giants. I love me a good Sea Giant. Held up in a cave trying to survive. Alliance meet the Anokan, or Ankoan, I hate to say it, a deep-sea tribe mostly wiped out by the Naga who have dedicated their lives to slaying them. So there's your little split, and you'll go off to do your story and do your stuff. The team says that they're really focused this time, this particular patch, on replayable content. They're taking inspiration from the best parts of past content zones. There will be a tower.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. It's super vague. Intriguing. Super vague.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think that means? Let's think about it. What's the most intriguing zone content you can remember?
Definitely not Broken Shore. Whatever the opposite of the Broken Shore is.
Yeah, that wasn't great. I didn't love that. I
hated the Broken Shore. That was my first fall off in Legion.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Yeah, Timeless Isle is pretty dope. Sitting in the chat room is totally right. Timeless Isle was great. Yeah. Honestly, Argus was pretty sweet.
Argus was cool. I liked Argus.
Argus kind of was the opposite of Broken Shore.
Yeah. I liked Argus.
Man, you know, Pandaria really kind of killed it. Thunder Isle was amazing. Timeless Isle was amazing.
Yeah.
And then the jump into Legion.
Timeless Isle was such a preview of what WoW was going to turn into, you know? Like, you're running out there and there's chests and they were random. And I don't know, that was like a weird sandbox where WoW was saying, hey, what if World of Warcraft basically adopted all these weird gameplay ideas we have on this one island? And that's kind of what they did. But anyway, yeah, that sounds all right, though. This is a new area. We'll see what all that means. They said that they will have a tower control point system that is both PvE or PvP, in which areas of the map can be controlled by the Naga Horde and Alliance. How that's a PvE thing is interesting to me because I don't care to do the PvP part of that. Not really into point control PvP, unless it's a shooter. This is not really my thing.
I had fun with it back in like BC when they had those towers around like Akhundun.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, it was all right.
Those were fun.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fond memories of running around with my friends and trying to cap those.
Feels like the first time they really messed with that.
Yeah.
Idea.
But we all know my answer. Wintergrass was the most fun world PvP thing they ever did.
Well, that's getting
was it really world PvP though? Because it turned out to be instance. I mean, they instanced it afterwards and it wasn't working before it was.
Oh, right.
So I guess so.
But still,
it qualifies.
It disguised it enough.
Fair enough. It felt good. That's all that mattered.
I could still fly over it, forget, and then they would dismount me and then I'd go, damn it. And then move on with my life.
Do you ever go? I go fly around Northrend all the time just for funs. Is that weird that I do that? Just for the hell of it. If I'm in the area, I'll just be like, you know what? I'm going to take a half hour and just go fly around. I like it up there. I wish
it's
there was
my favorite zone when I'm leveling an ult. When I'm like, ooh, time for Northrend. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it's really cool. I kind of wish I wish they'd update some of that up there, but it feels like a big space that's not getting used other than the new level stuff that they're doing, which I guess it means it's getting used, but I don't know. I'd like to see a return to needing to deal with Northrend in some way. And
I want to see it evolve, man. We've had a new Lich King for years now. What's he hanging up new lights? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone says you can't fly there. What do you mean you can't fly there? You can totally fly there. You just have to have cold weather flying and you're good. Hmm? Someone in the chat says you could fly there. Sorry.
Are you reading it wrong? Because I see you could fly there.
Yeah, you know what? My brain. It's putting NTs and apostrophes where they're not.
I do it too.
I don't know what's up there. Anyway.
Back then you just bought the flying ability, right? It was 1,000 gold.
1,000 gold, yeah.
It was so easy back in the day.
Well, you had to max level and then you could do it. And I still say that's a fine way to do it.
Yes, that's how they should do it now.
Yeah, push us through the content on ground. And then when you get there, spend the thing and go do it. I don't know why that's not a thing. I'm annoyed.
I don't know.
Maybe they want you to spend some time playing the game and grinding stuff. That's all World of Warcraft is.
Yeah, but they
I still play the game and grind stuff on the back of my flying dragon. It's still a thing I do.
You just grind it slightly less fast is all.
Fair enough.
Man, got to run down to the dude, get on the boat, tell him I want to go to freaking Spooky Town over there on the Alliance side. Okay, great. You do that. You get the freaking Indiana Jones map for 5 seconds. You go over there. Do your other stuff. You come home.
I don't think flying is going to fix that. I don't think we're going to be able to fly between the islands.
No, but I would love to get on the ship, and as soon as he's done, mount my whatever the hell I want and fly. That's what I want. I'd buy. You know what, Blizzard? Give me flight now for 10,000 gold. Fine. And we have, what's it called when money goes, when stuff gets more expensive?
If you're just talking about a gold sink, that's what you just described spending more money to fly.
What's it called though in economics?
Inflation?
Inflation. I couldn't think of the word. But if it's 10 grand, fine, whatever. But you pay it, and then if they do that for me, I'll go buy your $25 pig mount so that I can fly that around. In fact, you
Scott
know what?
Does economics.
This is a bad podcast. You do not want me to launch one of those. I am so bad. I am the opposite of whatever economic smart person is. All right. What else about this? The goal, by the way, is that over the course of playing through the patch, there are new things to see every day. That's what they want. It's very vague, though. Like Patrick says, what do they even mean? I'm intrigued. I would like to know what that means, because daily content that is fun and new every day and not just a tread is always exciting, and they've yet to really nail that. They got close. I think World Quests are close because they change them up. There's more of them than ever. The other day I did one that I don't remember ever doing before, weirdly. And so sometimes, it feels like they're getting better at that. Maybe this is the new way. I don't know. They got new rewards, new mounts, new pets, Naga-themed weapons and armor sets, crab mount that walks sideways. Oh, you're killing me, Blizzard.
I need it.
That's amazing.
I need it in my life.
That's amazing. So that means it'll strafe, basically, right? So you'll go... So you'll move forward.
Well, what does it do when you actually strafe? Like when you hold your right click down and you try to strafe, does it then walk backwards or forwards?
I don't know.
That's a really good question.
I don't know what happens there. Oh, maybe you could go out and just eat the turtles that are being saved. That's a great idea.
Although I guess on most mounts when you strafe, they kind of run sideways and you're like, yeah, so never mind. It would probably just keep doing it sideways walk. So.
Every time you eat a turtle, a voice says, "Another crab slaughtered and ate a turtle." That'd be amazing. What else, baby? Go ahead.
The whole Najatar area, I mean, from what they showed at SimplistCon, it just looks incredible. I'm
so
really
is it
excited.
Najatar or Nazjatar?
Najatar. Just flow it. Make it flow like water, Scott.
I'm not good at Warcraft names. I never have been. there are
the Naga yell it at you sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Najatar. These guys are bastards. The baby Naga pet is the other thing you're gonna get. So if you're in the pet battles, you got a new one there to deal with. And then the new raid, 8 bosses, Ashara's Eternal Palace, she'll be one of them. Presumably the final boss in that fight. And
I would imagine we are finally gonna, take her out.
Yeah, which will be cool. Also, get excited if you're a gnome, because you're getting a brand new landmass called Mechagon. This is a previously closed vault in Kil Tiras that was opened, and within it is a within it a radio transmitter sends a signal for help and points to a new land to explore. Ancient lost city of the gnomes. Boy, gnomes are probably stoked. They're probably just losing it. Bunch of little shits running around going, "Wee!"
I mean, you've seen the screenshots of the zone, right?
I have not yet. I have not spoiled myself on
it. It looks totally incredible. It looks amazing.
Is it big? How big is it?
It's a pretty decent sized zone, and it's fueling all of the fire for Mechagnomes being a playable race in the future.
Looking this up right now because I want to see it. I was going to not spoil. Oh, it is nice looking. All right. So can you quit complaining? You got a cool place now, gnomes.
I think you're complaining for them. Gnomes I've talked to are pretty stoked right now. They're getting a lot of in-game cinematic time.
No, they're jazzed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Mechatork happy for them. Happy for them.
Mechatork's being awesome.
Yeah. Who is the one that had the button I had to push? What was his name?
That's Mechatork.
Oh, yeah, Mechatork. He can bite me.
Oh, I love Mechatork. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just...
He's like the Tony Stark of World of Warcraft. He's got his awesome mech suit. And...
I never quite thought of it in that way, but I guess you're correct.
Yeah.
Listen, Patrick. Mechatork built this in a cave with a box of scraps.
That's pretty awesome. The beginning of the adventure is with the Junker Wastes, where heroes will be beset by death robots, mechanomes, and be heavily involved in the story. They introduce a whole new society and take you to where higher caste gnomes live and have dedicated their lives to their king and have embraced robotics. They are hunted by robots. King Mechadon... Mechadon. don't get the Mechadon.
We're 5 years old, everybody.
That will never go away, Scott.
I know.
Ever.
That is going to be the name of my first Mechanome when they eventually announce that they're going to be playable and they're adding a Tinkerer class in the next expansion.
Great.
I'm going to Mechadong the Mechanome will be soon blasting your face with dynamite.
You'll have to spell it differently so Blizzard doesn't get after you. But the chat room says, by the way, they said I was thinking of Mimiron. They're correct. That's who I was thinking of before, the big red button guy. That's Mimiron.
Right. Oh, well, Mechatork had to hit the big red button in the in-game cinematic for the beginning of the...
Right. Yeah. And once he said that, I went, oh, that's, I'm conflating the two. Well, we all are. But anyway, that was that. King Mechadon, I'm going to call him that from now on, has a vision to return everyone of flesh to a more pure robotic parts, and it's up to you to put a stop to him. So the dude wants to, like, make everybody a cyborg, and that's kind of rad.
It's not a cyborg. He wants to cure the curse of flesh.
Oh, I see.
Good for him.
That's, oh, okay.
That's what we were supposed to be initially, right? So,
right. So you'll just stand by and let that happen. You're totally cool with it.
Our mortality is a curse.
Yes, it is. You're not kidding. Whatever.
I mean, the flesh itself is not the design of the Titans. It's a perversion of the original form of every living thing. Maybe
and
not
who better to fight
thing.
Back against perversion than Mechadon?
That's right, Mechadon comes swinging in there, no pun intended, and changes the world. Hey,
don't say no pun intended. That ruins it.
I know it did.
I came in like a Mechadon.
I thought something must be wrong. We could do a whole song. We should do it. Hey, Patrick, I just thought of the best way to know that we're getting old. You and I are similar ages, and so the other day I had a realization of a way to know that you're getting old. It's when you notice that all your high school teachers are dying. Like they show up in obituaries.
Oh, my God, that is so...
It's morbid, I know.
Morbid.
I know,
it's really morbid.
It sucks.
Also, how do you know?
I found their obituaries, and then my mom called me and says, did you hear that Mrs. So-and-so passed away? And
Oh, never mind. I forgot about moms. You're right.
Oh, moms are the worst.
That is the role of mothers, is the herald of death.
Yeah. My junior high and high school teachers dying. Out.
Scott lives in a weird, he never left the town he was born in, so he meets them every day at the coffee house.
But yeah, just a weird thing to
not
say.
There anymore.
I don't live in the town I was born in. The town I was born in is like 45 minutes that way.
I'm in the same county that I grew up in, and I never run into my teachers.
Yeah, I've never, that's the problem. is I didn't see
him. Well, I'm sorry for trying to inject a little bit of humor in this show,
look,
people.
Look.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a dearth of humor with things like dongs.
Absolutely.
And...
We take ourselves very seriously here at The Instance Incorporated. Yes, so.
It's a very serious WoW News show, everybody.
That's
very
right.
Serious.
It's never been.
Ooh, that would be a great name for the show.
Very,
the
serious, very serious News show. Oh, that's great. A spinoff, maybe. I like it.
Mm-hmm. We would have to get, if Tom Merritt had a network, it would have to go on that because it sounds like Daily Tech News Show.
Yeah,
it
let's
a very
do
it. Serious WoW News show.
Yeah, or just call it Phileas Club. Very serious issues could be talked about.
Yeah, we don't talk about WoW that much on that show, though.
No, it's usually about actual cataclysms that happen around the world. Nice job. Anyway, moving on. Hey, there's been a big classic update from the Blues, a couple of them, actually. First of all, they talked about loot trading in Classic, and these updates have been great because they're really giving us, I think, a nice behind-the-scenes view of what Classic is and what it takes to make it, and they're talking about things I don't think about because the game is huge and complicated now, and you forget just how complicated even Vanilla was and the kinds of things they have to do to retrofit this to make it work the way Classic players want it to. So, for example, loot trading. They said in this post that they added loot trading in Wrath of the Lich King. Oh, by the way, Kvax is the one doing all these updates on the site. Our very own Randy Jordan, Randy Deluxe. So when you see those posts, a little bit of Instance sweat in there. I'm telling you right now. Anyway, where was I? Oh, we added loot trading in Wrath of the Lich King to solve a problem. The player could accidentally loot an item meant for another player or give it to the wrong person using Master Loot. They would then have to contact Blizzard to get an item removed to the intended recipient, which may take days. We wanted to keep loot trading in WoW Classic because it ended. The end result is the same. The correct person gets the item, and it saves everyone time. So they're doing that. But then they decided that they're going to have... Let's see. We decided that a two-hour loot rating system in WoW Classic will only apply to soulbound gear that drops in raids. Soulbound loot that drops in a five-person piece of content will not be tradable at any time. What we hope to do is strike a balance between saving players time and minimizing the potential for abuse of the system. We think the approach is better. This approach better addresses the concerns we've heard from players on the subject. So
I don't understand this. Can either of you explain to me how you can abuse the loot trading system if you're in a group of five and four of you?
Well, that
was the one part we left out of this comment. They said that they are concerned that in five mans, that like groups of four friends are just going to screw over the fifth rando and just take all the loot.
Mm-hmm. But
that happened
in loot trading. The loot drops for you anyway. And then there's no, it doesn't.
That's
there's
the
no
thing.
Personal loot. That is, personal loot is a pretty new construct.
In terms of WoW's overall history. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. So they're not keeping any
of that. Personal loot in Classic.
So what they're doing is they're basically having to address the abuse that system had without losing the system.
They're essentially drawing a line saying, hey, we're going to try and push back against ninja looting in five mans, but raid groups are so big that if you're coming in as a random player, you kind of know what you're buying into. You may not get loot. That's on you taking that risk.
Plus back then, there is no... easy way to do that. You're all meeting at a stone and you were previously requested to come in. I mean, you can still do what's even the word anymore? What's the word we used to say? Not gimp.
Invites?
No,
Randals, when you gimp, pugs?
Pug. What are Sorry, you pug, about? Pug. You can still do a pug. Pug was the word I was looking for. Sorry, pug has taken on a much more dog meaning for me over the years. I'd forgotten how much pug talk we used to have on this show.
I got my pug in WoW from pugging.
Ah, look at that. You pugged a pug in WoW? Wait, you pugged?
That's how you got the pug. You had, I think it was part of the, God, was that back in Lich King?
When you could only pug, you could only get it in a pug. That was the only way to do it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I think you had to use the, I don't remember. It's been so long. You had to use the dungeon finder tool.
I don't remember that. But yeah, 40, look at it this way. Vanilla's going to have 40 man raid content. You're not going to have any of these tools. You're going to have to like be on a forum going, all right, we've only got 38. Where's Bill and Cheddar? Where are those guys? And then they go, oh, sorry, I'll be there, but Cheddar's sick. Okay, well, we need an alternative. Who can we? Do you have a friend? Yeah, my friend. Trade chat.
Sure. Let's go to trade chat.
Trade chat's fine. But then if any of the 40 fall out or suddenly in the middle of the raid, one of them gets explosive diarrhea and has to run to the ER, you're done. Or you got to find somebody to pull in, and you got to go through the rigmarole of running all the way back to the stone. Like, we're back to those days, man. We're back to it. So get ready.
when I was saying I don't miss it,
yeah,
that is what I was referring to.
I know. I think we just forget. In the chat room, someone earlier made a comment that I agree with. It's so easy to look at this from a broad perspective and go, oh, this is easy for them. Let's just do this. And, you know, and we just forget so much stuff. We have no idea what this is going to take to do. They have some idea, and I'm really glad they're being transparent about the process. I think that's good for what Classic is supposed to be and what potentially we will care about as players. Like, for example, spell batching in Classic. Spell batching. Haven't heard that in a while.
Oh, what is even that thing? Like, I had to read the thing three times before spell I would batching. Understand what they're talking about.
It's my favorite new cooking show on Netflix. Here it is. Since we first announced World of Warcraft Classic, we've seen questions about spell batching. While we never really estimated spell batching in WoW, we did change...
Eliminated.
Damn it. We did change how and how often we process batches of actions coming from players. So you're less likely to notice that processing in today's game. We've been working to ensure that in WoW Classic, the gameplay of activating spells and effects will not differ from the experience of playing original WoW. That's the gist of it. There's a bunch of other detail about it, but again... this thing you never think about, like, for example, here's one. We made improvements in batch frequency, and the game is much more responsive than it used to be. Still, if you manage to get both Pummel and a Polymorph into a tiny processing window in modern WoW, you'll experience the same behavior as original WoW. So it's a big, complicated thing. Go read it. It's interesting. They're moving, see, they say at the bottom for WoW Classic, we're moving spell cast to a low priority loop that will cause them to be processed at the frequency that's best fits how the game actually played in version 1.12. Two mages will be able to polymorph each other somewhat reliably, resulting in two sheep nervously pacing around at range. Two warriors will be able to charge one another, and the end result will be both warriors standing stunned at each other's location. We think it will be fun to see these sorts of things happen again. So, stuff you don't even think about that I still don't think about.
Yeah, I still don't quite know how to wrap my head around this. It sounds like they've just gotten faster with the priority system of like similar effects happening simultaneously. To me, this sounds a lot like the concept of the stack in Magic the Gathering.
Yeah,
like the priority at which spells get resolved.
I think that's because that's just a slow turn-based way of describing exactly what's happening here. Like, imagine a D&D game where everything happens in nanoseconds instead of minutes, and that's what they're talking about. Like, you know, in a D&D game, I'd say, all right, I'm going to rush forward and use my dash command, you know, whatever it is, and then somebody else can say, well, I'm going to counter that with this other thing. Like, that's a slow, old-school way of doing it. In the world of World of Warcraft and a million other games, it's all happening in real time, and that's what they're talking about.
So, you know how turn order in Heroes of the Storm, when we get balance updates, they list the balance changes, and then at the bottom, there's a dev comment?
Yeah.
For these classic explanations here, I realize it's already a dev comment, but I need an additional thing at the like below all of this that just says, explaining it to you like you're five.
TLDRs, man. Hey, Randy Deluxe, TLDR, buddy. Get in there. I'm with Garrett. That's a great idea. Think they'll do it?
No.
We have the ear. We have the ear of the author. He might do it. I'll send him a link. He listens to the show still. I'll send him a note and just say, Randy, check out what we said about like a summation.
Randy, we're
this
stupid.
Is
help
so
us.
Nerdy.
Say what?
I think if it's that this is so nerdy that if you don't already understand it, then you don't care.
That's
this is
point.
What I would like video. Honestly, I'd like video content around this because the classic panel at BlizzCon was so good that I would really like them to just do like, here's a 10-minute video of us visually explaining how it works now, how it worked then, and what we're doing.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure that'll take them no preparation time and they would love.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all. Of course, this is something I'm asking for that would make them no money and only cost them time.
Exactly. Well, Classic is hurtling ever closer and we are getting closer to caring about it. All right, let's take a look around the rest of Blizzard.
I'm still pretty far from caring about it, just for the record.
I know.
We get it. You're grumpy.
Yeah, we get it. It's okay. You're the grump. You're the grump of the group, and I appreciate that. Well, not really a grump. You know what you are? You're just, what are you? You're, Patrick is always.
I don't
always,
know, but now I'm scared.
No,
scared
don't be
of
scared.
What you're going to say
this
is what
I see
am.
This as a positive trait because it keeps me in my place sometimes, but I like when you just are practical about a thing. Like, you see a thing and you go, that's the thing, and here's how I'm going to do the thing, and that's it. And like,
that's exactly what I said about Make-A-Dong.
Yes, about Make-A-Dong. Exactly. And I come back, I come to these things going, philosophical brain fart and emotional baggage. I come at it a very different way, and I think that your way might be the sane way to deal with it.
The highway.
Yeah.
Wait, no. What?
I don't know. Yes. But next time you guys need to, next time the Germans invade, just give us a call, will you? We'll help you out. All right. I don't know why I said that.
What are they going to do now? Like, the Germans are here. They brought tasty pretzels and awesome beer.
No, I just got one of their cars. We had to sell a car and buy another car, and we just got a
Volt. That's right. They make awesome cars, too.
I really like the Passat, by the way. Just a quick shout-out to the new Passats are awesome. I really like it. Anyway. Yeah.
They also actually, their defense force, which can't be called an army, is apparently like the sixth army in the world, biggest army in the world.
Good.
Maybe not the sixth.
You guys might need them soon. You got weird disruption going on. Well, hey, Phileas Club, check it out, frenchspin.com. All right, what else? Oh, Heroes of the Storm. They went all cyberpunk this week. They got a cyberpunk event. It's pretty cool. My favorite skin is Karazim's, but if you're into that sort of thing, you might have some fun with this. Lots of skins, new roles, character reworks. Oh, yeah, the new roles are in. That's important. So gone.
There's a lot of stuff with this update.
It's huge. It's enormous.
Hero League and Team League was merged. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
So there's only one ranked way to play Heroes of the Storm now, and it's kind of bananas.
Yeah.
Also, and the loot boxes. You were talking about loot boxes earlier. You can't buy them anymore.
Right. Well, you can buy them with in-game currency, but you can't buy them with money.
Right. But
you can buy them with gold. Which is why I hate in-game currency so much. There's more than one type of in-game currency. Heroes actually has three.
Yeah.
And you cannot buy it with gems, which is the paid-for currency.
Yeah, I wish you could buy them with shards. Yeah. That would be nice. Shards would be good. But anyway, we'll see what they do. I do think it's a step.
You can turn gold into shards.
You can turn a frown upside down. Exactly.
Crazy.
It's all good. They did add the new roles to the thing, so there's no more specialists. Weird stuff happened, like Zul, who used to be a lane-clearing specialist, is now a bruiser class. So he's, like, in there with other guys that used to be tanks.
Well, it's not like the heroes changed. They just changed up the way that they're organizing them,
right,
under, you know, which monikers. And Zul basically became a bruiser, like, months ago. Like,
yeah.
We figured towards the end of HDC, earlier than that, we were figuring out that, oh, Zul can take a hit like a champ and actually has some decent burst damage. He honestly was more of a bruiser than a specialist, but not that his wave clear is bad, but Sonya, who's a bruiser, has really good wave clear.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't really change anything, like you said, other than I just like the categorization better than it used to be. And I like knowing where people are at. So if somebody picks two guys that used to be specialists, you can calm down and know that they're now ranged assassins. Or it's more, I realize it's more of a name thing and not really, doesn't really affect the actual gameplay, but I like that people can have a better idea of what they're choosing and why. So
it's essentially semantics, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
if you play the game enough, you already know all this.
Could you make Zagara better? She feels old and moldy and
your favorite character. Right?
Yes. My favorite character, who they seem to have just forgotten about.
Yeah, that she could use some love, probably. She's still pretty formidable, though, and I'll play against some hardcore Zagara people and get my A handed to me.
But, yeah, I'm just annoyed that, a lot of these bruisers and warriors can do her job better than she can.
Good point. Baptiste is out, and I think he's really fun to play in Overwatch. I like that character a lot. It's basically a soldier healer combo, and I wasn't expecting much, to be honest, when I had fired up my first game with him, and he's my favorite character right now. I love Baptiste, so he's my man. Patrick, you're all overwatching it. What do you think of Baptiste?
Well, he's not my man, but he's fun. He's all right.
I think he's so fun. I think they're understating it. He's so good. He's really fun.
Okay. Well, yeah, the thing is, I've been playing him on PTR for a while, so maybe it's not as big a deal for me as, for everyone else.
Right.
But it's difficult for me to talk about about what are we talking about? Overwatch, without thinking about the fact that it's been so long since we've had significant updates.
Yeah, that's true. And that's true. He's another character. You're not wrong. Like, this isn't a huge deal, but that and a new map, this is sort of just modus. You know, this is the MO of Overwatch right now. It would be really cool.
Operandi.
Modus operandi, right? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it is.
So
it's just, it's fine, but it's kind of like, it's like in Hearthstone, when you get a new expansion, everything changes, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. When you do that, when you get a new character, well, maybe not always, but I mean, the meta possibly changes a lot, and there's a ton of different cards. And a new character is a new way to play the game as well, but, you know, when it's just a new character, it's a bit less exciting, I think.
Right. Well,
I don't know.
You
love it.
In a vacuum, yes. In a vacuum that doesn't include Apex and 1,000 other competing things that are all pulling people away from Overwatch, I really like Baptiste. He's great. In Overwatch, he is a great new player, and I will play him frequently. So there you go.
Excellent.
All right. What else? That's it. Oh, Hearthstone. What's going on there? You were laughing a second ago. Does that mean, I don't know. What do you think about what's going on in Hearthstone? I have no idea. So you have to tell me, Garrett.
Oh, no. I just mean, like, historically in Hearthstone, like, a new expansion does not always mean a new meta. Every expansion doesn't have the same kind of impact. It's not a consistent effect. That being said, usually is consistent when it's the beginning of a new standard year and we lose 3 expansions worth of cards and get 1 new expansion, that usually has a pretty big upheaval in how we play the game. So I would expect, like every other standard year up to this point, that what Patrick was saying will indeed happen. So we're just in card reveal season right now. We're just waiting. It comes out in a little less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And yeah.
High expectations for that, for the dungeon mode thing they're doing. I'm actually excited. I said this last time, but then I burned out on it. Maybe this is the one.
It's supposed to be deeper, which I hope it is, because it's not my jam.
Well, that's the problem. The last one wasn't deep at all. It was like
they just did the same thing for a third time.
Yeah, it was like, very undeep.
They've done 3 of these now. They need to go a little deeper with it.
I want Slay the Spire depth. If they can give me Slay the Spire depth in a single player mode in Hearthstone will be my favorite game of all. I'll play it all the time.
That's pretty much what they're selling. Mm-hmm. That's maybe disingenuous. That's what people who got to try it are selling. That's what they're likening it to.
Good.
So
good.
Hopefully, you'll get what you want.
That would be amazing if that was true. And I hope it is. I'm optimistic about that mode of play. So we'll see how that goes. All right, that's gonna do it for all that stuff. Fun times around Blizzard. Always something to play, something to do. Dark Shadows, you know, lifted a little. Go play a video game. It's fun. All right, hey, what do we got now? How about this?
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
Time for a quick email. It came to us at theinstance@gmail.com. And when I say quick, I mean it. This is very short, but it's really crazy, man. Like if Patrick was on, it was smoking pot right now, he'd be like, whoa, what? This is crazy. So you ready? Here we go. Wait, is pot illegal in Finland?
No.
No?
I mean, did you say legal or illegal?
Is it legal?
It is not legal.
Are they trying to get it to be legal?
I don't think so, even though I would be absolutely up for it. If it was legal, which it is not.
I would be up for it. I love that. That's my favorite answer.
Illegal.
The legalization of pot poll I love the most. My favorite answer was, I would be up for it. That's really good.
I think that's a fair comment.
Well, it's fair. It's fine. This email came to us at theinstance@gmail.com, which you're encouraged to use all the time. You can also leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462. And this email says, I had an epiphany. This is from Dust Roba, by the way, is his name. Dust Roba. An epiphany. Sylvanas is Activision. Goodbye. That's the whole email. That's it. So let's think about this for a second. Sylvanas is that? Okay, I'll give you, you know what? That's a dumb conspiracy theory and stupid and silly. I'm going to give you a better one. The The language used in all the promotional materials for the Heroes of the Storm cyber thing they're doing, the event right now, is very, very... Now, that it's true of all like cyberpunk lore. It's always very, you know, we're on the street trying to take down the man, the evil corporations, this and that and the other. But if you go read that, the language of those posts, it's pretty easy to infer a couple of things about how those on the ground might feel about the Activision overlording. That's my conspiracy theory that I'm sticking with. This other one, Sylvanas's Activision, what does that even mean? I don't get it. Like, they're burning everything down. Like,
why was it? Is
wait, what?
My single greatest hang up with this expansion.
What? Sylvanas's...
The writing of Sylvanas is keeping me from just giving in to the story they're trying to tell.
Gotcha. Fair enough. Fair enough. Like I said last week, I think it was last week, when I went and did that quest with her and I didn't come back with the head of Sourfang and everyone's dead, including her, one of her top agents and all her people got wasted in that fight where I backed him up. She just was so dumb. She just says, ah, hero, you came back and you got nothing. Ah, well, we'll try it again later. Like, that was weird. That was weird bit of story. I didn't like it.
I'm out.
The story, Kerwin Curdian in the chat room says, the story is slower than a French man making love. Patrick, confirm.
French men making love can be slow, I'm sure. I don't know that it's a defining characteristic of their lovemaking.
I mean, Patrick's got one little boy. That means he's had sex once. So don't ask him.
At least give me some credit.
At least once. Oh, I thought it was the
at
rule.
Least once. Okay. You know, you could acknowledge that.
Oh, Christ.
I'm in a mood today. What? It might be the green tea I drank.
Although, if you want to go that route, how are you sure that I did? Maybe the little boy you're referring to was conceived without my
your permission.
Bust out the Westeros book with all the hair color, and that's how they find out who had whose baby.
Yeah, that's pretty scientific, isn't it? Well, that's awesome. Anyway, Sylvanas is not Activision, but she's also not being written particularly well. And the other takeaway is go read that Heroes post and you two will be like,
I'd also,
subtle,
you know, we could
digs.
Also, yeah. We could also argue that there are many other characters that could be Activision, like, I don't know, the Lord of Terror or the actor Smangst, or, you know, there are many opportunities.
Dude, Talia's in an Evadel already figured out. It's Gallywix. Gallywix is Kotick. Like, done.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Problem
that
solved.
Is true.
Hey, they were in the chat room earlier. Did they hang around? I don't know if they did. They might not have.
They already got it. They're done.
Okay.
They've unmasked like an episode of Scooby-Doo. They've taken the mask off of Gallywix, and behind it is Bobby Kotick asking if you've seen Moneyball.
They'd have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those damn kids. Well, all I know is Patrick hinting at Immaculate Conception? Yes, he is, chat room. That's totally what he's doing.
Troll Dan says, by Scott's logic, I am a virgin.
Wait. First of all, hey, Trolden. It's Troll Dan. It might not be the real Trolden.
No, don't sound so disappointed. Troll Dan is a good
person. Oh, I'm sorry.
They're good people.
I'm sorry. Yes, you are a fantastic and unique snowflake like the rest of us.
Troll
and
Dan
I love
is
you.
selling out to the man over at Blizzard. That's what Trolden's doing.
No kidding.
That's true. That's true. He is at Blizzard EU now. Although, for how much longer, we don't know. He might get the boot.
I met Trolden once at BlizzCon. And he just asked to touch my hair.
That was it. Really?
We bumped into each other at the Marriott bar, and he goes, hey, man. I go, hey, dude, because we've talked on Twitter plenty of times.
Sure.
And then he was just like, can I touch your hair?
I'm Did you do it longingly and slowly, or was it quick?
He just gave it the little tussle.
Okay. You know?
How French was it, I think, is what Scott is asking.
Oh, my Lord.
Trolldan in the chat room is yelling in all caps, I had this name before Trolldan was a thing.
Well, stick to your
guns. I don't remember what I was saying. I'm sure it was important, but now you'll never know.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Thanks for the email. You can send your own, theinstance@gmail.com. Happy to take them. A reminder before we get out of here, we have a new way to support the show. It's pretty rad. You may have heard me do a little spot at the top of the show, but if you didn't, I'll remind you. You head on over to theinstance.net. There's a big link there that says support the show. You click it. And it's our new loot system. Basically, you go in there and you can get in for as low as $1 a month and you get cool stuff for that. Or you can go all these levels. There's common, there's rare, there's epic, there's legendary, and there is Titanforge. No, Warforged, I think is what I called it. All of those levels include...
Titanforge will be coming at a future date.
Yeah, future date. We'll get that in there. But so far, a bunch of you jumped on. We really appreciate it. If there are any of you out there thinking, man, I'd love to support this show I've listened to for so many years and do it on the cheap, that's a great way to do it. We're doing this ourselves. No Patreon, no Kickstarters, none of that weirdness. Just a cool thing we run ourselves and manage ourselves. And it's easy, simple. Takes PayPal, takes credit cards, takes however you want to pay. Super easy, simple. Head on over to theinstance.net. Or you can go to theinstance.net/store. It's the first listing there. It's also a way to get to it, but you'll find it. Just head on over there, and there it is. Let's quickly tell people what is going on this week. I guess, Garrett, amove.tv, of course. Anything in particular this week people should check?
If you want to hear about all of the cards that they have been revealing, you should go and subscribe to The Angry Chicken, which is all about Hearthstone. We go card by card, tell you if we think it's good, if we think it's bad, and have a laugh about some really absurd art sometimes. As always, Into the Nexus and the newest show, Enter the Apex, if you want to hear Kyle and myself talk about Apex Legends.
Yeah.
Check it out.
And how that battle pass isn't all that great. It's okay.
It's all right.
It's not great.
It's fine.
It's all right. It gets the job done. Let's see what they do for future ones.
But you know what is good is having the first new hero be better than Baptiste. Oh, shots fired.
Oh, zing.
I will let that go.
Man, that went right to the nerve.
No defense from the Overwatch player.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I'm going to let that go because I don't want to make you look bad in front of your people or something.
In front of my people.
His people.
No, it's all right. It's just, you know, my game that has a really bad battle pass is still a lot more fun than Overwatch.
This really is a throwdown. All right. That's fine.
Yeah, it's, you know, the people who do and those who can't criticize others on the instance, I guess.
Kimberlock says no. Says knew we couldn't get out of an episode without Garrett shitting on Overwatch.
Yeah.
It's just me wanting to see what Patrick will say. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And what does Patrick say? Patrick says, I'm literally playing Overwatch right now, so I can't really hear you over the sound of me having fun.
Yeah, there you go. Someone in the chat room says, are you phasing out the Patreon? There isn't one to phase out. We never had one on the show.
There's never been an instance Patreon.
No, there hasn't. This show is
always done this for free and for the love of our listeners.
Yeah.
And now essentially what we're doing is that if we don't get $15 million within 2 years, we are going to stop the Patreon and keep doing it. Stop the thing and keep doing it for free.
Oh, okay. Yes. This is good. No, this is good. I missed that meeting. I wasn't sure how that was going to go. Anyway, there's that. What else? Patrick, frenchmoves.tv. No. What is this? Frenchspin.com.
Almost. listen, if you enjoy video games and you're not listening to Pixels, seriously, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
Go to your podcast app, search for Pixels right now, subscribe, and you'll thank me later.
Wow. All right. You heard it here first. I would also like to make a quick recommendation for something I'm working on. You may be familiar with a show I did for a few years now called Core with a couple of my friends. It was all focused on Heroes of the Storm. Well, when things got a little weird over there with HGC and some other stuff, we made a big decision, and that was to take the show into a new mainstream sort of gaming place. And that's what we've done. So every Wednesday we record Core. We play games after. So if you come live, you get to have some of that fun. But the podcast itself is over at frogpants.com/core, and I think you might enjoy it. It's myself, John Jagger, and Bo Schwartz having a blast talking about games. We just did an episode last night and had a blast. So I think you'd like it. I actually even put one of the episodes up on this feed once for those who've never heard it and got a lot of feedback about that you liked it. So do check it out and see what you think. That's going to do it for us. What else do I have to say? Nothing. That's all I have to say. Support the show over there at theinstance.net. That's our website. Instant Show on Twitter. You can also find us at, where are we? It's not Patrick on Twitter. And you find me at Scott Johnson. Of course, Garrett at Garrett Art. And more shows like this at frogpants.com. That's going to do it for us. For me, for Patrick, and for Garrett. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
innocuous minigame hides shocking secret agenda. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. Tortolans as a whole seem to be one of the most benign intelligent races in Azeroth. A bit cranky at times and prone to droning on with long stories, but otherwise harmless. But an exclusive undercover investigation by the ODN stealth reporting team has revealed there is much more to these reptiles than meets the eye. It turns out there exists a devious sect within the Tortolan community that fervently believes that the now reincarnated Torga is the one true deity, and that all the other spirits worshipped in Zandalar are false gods that must be done away with. This sect has been plotting a very long-term strategy on multiple fronts, manipulating the enemies of King Rostakhan to kill Shadra, the Blood Trolls to kill Razan, and even the Horde to kill Hirik. This cult has sought to subtly turn all other Tortolan against the spirits they consider to be enemies. The strategy seems to be kill those they can and manipulate the populace to drive the others out. Thus we come to the most insidious of the cult's plots, the subversion of children's lessons and games to suit their agenda. Our investigative team has discovered that the amusing game of guiding a young Tortolan through a maze is actually conditioning children to expel the cult's enemies, such as Gonk, Paku, and Kimbrel. How does the team know this? Because their translation of the Torga cult's writings reveals the true name of the supposedly innocuous game, Make Loa Go. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Buxley available in premium edition. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This is another question about portals. I must have gotten 117 questions about portals. I got a lot of Buxley, where did the portals go? Buxley, what happened to the portals? Buxley, why does this weird computer talk to me about aperture science? I have no idea what that last one means, but I'll tell you what happened to the portals. The mages got tired. And your next question is probably, what do you mean the mages got tired? Did you pay attention to those old portals? I know some of them were self-serve, but a lot of them had two mages with their arms up casting right next to the portals. 24 hours a day. And I don't know about you, but I get tired holding my arms up for casting for just a few hours in a dungeon, so I can't even imagine what it's like to do it for 24 hours a day. These mages got very tired, and two of them fell through their own portal into another zone. Oh, and you never want to do that. That'll put you not only in another dimension of sight and sound, but of mind. It's a journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Highlands Zone. So in an effort to keep all the mages from ending up in the Twilight Highlands, the towns that employed these mages gave them all early retirement and hired a new set of mages. And the new mages, since they saw what happened to the last group, insisted on getting time off, fewer portals, and to be on rotation so none of them would ever get their arms that tired ever again. Thanks for your questions! If you have a question you'd like me to answer, as long as it's not about portals, send email to askbuxley@gmail.com.
I'm still not going through one of those things.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
And here's how I'm going to do the thing, and that's it.
And like, that's exactly what I said about Make a Dong.